Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I was at a local gas station the other day and noticed a sign affixed to the top of each fuel pump. The sign was a notice from the state of California regarding the new taxes being levied by the state of California on the purchase of gasoline and diesel fuel. The amounts over a short period of time will equate to approximately 41 cents a gallon increase for gasoline and a 35 cent increase for diesel fuel. So California is back up to a $4 a gallon price for fuel again. The bill is due to a legislative change, SB1, that was submitted to Governor Brown to address the crumbling state and local roads in California. Gas and diesel will be taxed for this endeavor, along with a 4 cent increase on the sales tax for each purchase. There will also be an increase of $25 to $175 in new vehicle registration fees based upon the value of the vehicle. California already pays some of the highest rates for fuel in the country. Some of this is based upon the specifications for the production and type of ingredients specified for California fuel. I am not aware of any other state with as stringent specifications as California, which raises the cost of production, making California fuel very expensive in comparison to most states. This is why you find many who live in Northern California driving to Oregon to purchase fuel. California boasts as having the fourth or fifth largest economy in the world, absent the influence by the federal government. With an economy so large and the industry to support it, along with a population of 35 million, you would think a fuel increase for road infrastructure is not warranted. I would think with the existing tax base and good budgeting, California would be able to meet its commitments to all the needs of the populace with an economy as large as California. So where is the problem? And why are the hardworking citizens of California being tasked with bailing out what appears to be incompetence in Sacramento? It is no secret that many businesses and industries are moving to states like Texas in order to grow and provide a good living to their employees, as well as providing an economical product to the average buyer. I think California needs to stop taxing its way out of problems and become innovative in their solutions. If our legislators and governor don't wake up, we will see steady decline in population and revenues. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.